Welcome, everyone. This is the Blessings of Christ. So glad you joined us on this 16th day of January. We are moving well into our new year of 2022, and I hope it's becoming a blessed year for you, and I know that it will. Just keep up your faith, your good attitude, your love, your constructive productions, and you will move forward with grace. And as you do that, all of the resulting consequences will be better than you've known for a long time, because a lot of the barriers in the world have been lifted, and we just have to know that they're not there. I was reminded of an experience I had as a child. I grew up on a farm, and we had chickens, and the chickens had, they roosted in the barn, but they had a run space that was fenced around, not huge, but probably about maybe 60 by 60 feet, enough that they could scratch around, get some of the little pebbles they need, and my dad would scatter their food so that they could pick up food and pebbles at the same time. It was a good, healthy environment for them. We put water out and then, of course, troughs of food so they could go and just literally pick out whatever they wanted. Well, that was home to them. And one day, he decided to take the fence down. And he thought this was kind of after people started talking about free-range chickens and how they did better with a little grass and a wider range. They just did fence down. Well, what was really funny is those chickens stayed in the perimeter where the fence was for a very long time. I would go out with a broom and shoo them so they would get scared and scatter, and then they come right back to their old perimeters. Come back. Now that's more relevant than you think, because a lot of people this year will huddle back into the protective parameters they created in the last 2 years. And I think it's very important that you know about this psychological fact, and that is that the body imprints on its central nervous system, not the brain, not the cerebral cortex, but the autonomic central nervous system. It imprints parameters of safety so that you will instinctively behave in that way. You know, even if you're not in your right mind, you're not feeling good, you're in some kind of reduced level of consciousness for any reason, that instinct will kick in, and you won't go outside your parameters. So it's going to be happening to a lot of people this year, and I want to encourage you to have the faith, the courage, and the gumption. I don't even know if that's a word anymore, but when I was a kid, gumption was a pretty big word. It meant sort of ordinary level courage, like get up and go. Get up and go do it. Again, I'm talking ranch talk. So you never know what'll come out of this mouth, because I come from a very, very different world than we're living in today. But I think it was an important thing to say to you, because no, we're not chickens, and we do think bigger, but we still have that autonomic nervous system that does parameter imprinting that will tell you where to go when the conditions don't seem to be safe. And unfortunately, it doesn't rethink this like you would in your forward consciousness or in your heart or in your higher consciousness. So it's up to you to rethink this. Okay. I am really glad to see so many people on the call. And I'm going to open our lines to our beloved community so you can warm up the room. Jerome, welcome.
Oh, Glenda, blessings on you and everything. And that's a great idea that you just gave, to have courage and spirit for each of us, and connect that with the universe of higher and spirit and God's spirit too. But your spirit is tremendous, and love and light, peace and joy forever. And thank you, and blessings on my family. That's my prayer. But
always. Gosh,
you are priceless. Love and light, peace and joy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jerome, and thank you for your cheerfulness and your faith and your joy in life. It
all right.
Does
you're
something
welcome.
Special
welcome.
For all of us.
Okay. Thank you, too.
All right. Mary, I'm opening your line. Hello, Mary.
Hey, Glenda. Hi. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay. Well, hi, my friend. I love you so much. And hi, everybody. Thank you for the message, Glenda, as always. Thank you. And I was wondering if I could ask for a blessing for a project that I have started, which is sort of along the same lines of what you were talking about. It seems like once the clock struck midnight this new year, I sort of dared myself to do something I always wanted to do, and I'm still learning how to do it, but I have created a blog because I write all the time, and I wanted to start writing as a way of blessing and reminding myself to choose my focus, because I think the way I look at things as they unfold, it really has an effect on them. And if I am mindful of seeing it all as blessing and seeking the light inside of it, I know I'm more grounded in love. So I did create a blog. I still don't know what the heck I'm doing, but I managed to create it. And it's called As We Walk Upon the Water.
blogspot.com.
Yeah, it only took me 14 hours and $40 to figure out you could do it for free and far easier. But, you know, life is a learning process.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to ask, well, for your blessing, Glenda, because you're such a beautiful writer, and for Yeshua's blessing, because I really hope to use it as a daily prayer that I offer to people, just to say, look, there's light here, and there's more light over here, and there's light inside of you, and we're going to be okay. So that's my request for today.
Okay, and actually, if you will send me a link to your blog, I'll pass it on in our newsletter.
Oh, thanks, Glenda. It's that's so nice. Thank you. I will
You're
do
welcome.
That. And yeah, it feels nice to hold hands with God. I loved how you referred to, you know, reaching for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, like receiving a handshake in our heart. And I hope to do this with the blessing of the Holy Spirit, so that I'm just helping extend that light. So thank you so much. I will send you a link. Thank you.
Oh, please do. And you know, Mary, I should extend that invitation to anyone who's doing special inspirational or guidance work that I can tell other people about. I will be more than happy to pass it on, because I want our community to expand, and I want you to be able to do the work that your heart lights up about. It's really, really so important right now. And it helps us get outside the chicken wire. you'll get tired of that metaphor before I'm through. But we can huddle behind it so easily if we don't have a little bit of a nudge from somebody else to jump the fence and get out there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're doing that. It's wonderful. And I know that there are other people who have their own projects of faith and encouragement and optimism to help us reach out and be more positive about our ourselves. And, you know, we just have to have the courage to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you,
yeah,
Glenda,
thank
you for teaching us what that looks like, Glenda. I love you, and I'll let
somebody
come on. But thank you.
You're so welcome. And another example I will give is I had a hip replacement, my second one. Well, I have to go back to my first one because that's when I encountered the need for courage. Or gumption, as I said before. I recovered amazingly well. It's like, I only needed to go to physical therapy for 2 weeks and it was a done deal. And the first week I had it in my home and the gentleman who was helping me get used to having a new hip, was getting me up to walk every day. And about 7 days afterwards, he said, let's go drive your car now.
Oh.
And I said, what? And I said, and I handed him the keys. And he said, no, keep the keys. You're the one that's going to drive.
Oh.
And I went, you're kidding. You got to be kidding. And he said, no. We got to the stairs. He said, now walk down the stairs. And I said, are you going to be close by? And he said, I don't have to be, but I will be. And I walked down the stairs. It was like, holy cow.
Oh.
I couldn't believe that I could do that. I got in the car and drove to town. 1 week. It was never in my thought or my consciousness that that was possible. Well, why? Not because I lack courage as a person, or as a spiritual being, but the part of each of us that goes into protective mode is the body. That's the part of each of us that will account for the environment, account for the risk, account for the probabilities of something working and being safe. So what do you think most people are going to be doing this year after we had 2 very dangerous years of physical risk? You're going to be doing the same thing I thought would be impossible, driving 1 week after my surgery. Well, my coach got me through it, and I'm here to help you get through it, okay? I want you to get back to life with happiness, with faith in your ability to be healthy, have faith in your immunity, and have faith in your ability to communicate with others while still respecting them, because most people will still be wearing masks. And for them, I think it's a good idea, because until you correct this state of mind and this state of heart, you are in a risk situation, because what you think you will create. Everybody, are you listening? What you think, what you believe, you will create. And so people will get out of this mode gradually. And so we need to respect one another, be careful and loving of one another. But to the degree that you know you're whole, you know you're well, you know your immune system is in the hands of God, reach out a little bit more. Take some chances. Take a walk where there's no one else around. And don't put your mask on. Just breathe in the fresh air and feel how good it is to be back to just being you. Okay? So I'm going to coach you through this because I want you to get back, all of you, to just being you, to be the strong and faithful person that you are.
Thank you,
Mary,
so much,
I know
Glenda.
You'll be doing the same thing on your blog, and others of you also have positions of influence, and you can have this understanding about people. And if people say they need to be careful, respect them. Maybe they do for lots of reasons. Most likely for habitual lack of faith. That's the most likely reason, but you still have to respect it. Because until a person has faith, they're not protected. There's nothing more powerful for your health than faith. Yeshua confirmed it. He taught it. He lived it. So we have to rebuild faith in one another and for one another. And I think that's going to be a really important job for all of us to do in 2022. That's called mastery, my friend. When we can command our life with faith in all that we do, that's called mastery. And this is the year of mastery. So let's get on with it. Let's do it. Okay, Susan, your line is open.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I just want to report back. I went to the doctor, and I had a dream before I went that I was talking to her. And when I got there, it was sort of like it was like the dream. I walked in, and I saw her. And first thing I said is, I know today you were supposed to, you had planned to do that biopsy, you know, in the office there. And I said, I'm not doing it. And so I said, I'm feeling well. And as long as my numbers are good, I'm not willing to do it. And she goes, well, you know, we gave you an extra blood test last time to, you know, and that was going to be checking to see how much of the CLL is in your system. And there's very little, so there's no need to do it. I said, excellent.
Yes. Amen. And that's a really good example.
Absolutely.
That's a really good example of what I'm saying. You didn't pull back into the caution zone. You stayed out in front where your faith was.
Exactly. And she's acting toward me. She's very scientific. And I don't push where I'm coming from, but she knows I'm not. I see a change in the way she deals with some of, I had mentioned a while that I use essential oils and stuff. I said, of course, that's not the only thing I do to protect myself. But before she even put the stethoscope to my heart, I said, you will hear clear lungs. Right away, I said, you will hear perfectly clear lungs. And I have so many things that make me in such high risk category. I believe that it isn't just what I do, you know, to protect myself. It's the way I focus on knowing that my most important relationship is with my soul, with God, with my body, and everybody else after that, and that I, you know, that I pray, that, you know, I listen to that guidance and develop that with, you know, greater possibility always, which will lead me to the faith and the protection that I want, I expect, and I need. So,
You shall have it.
And I shall have it, exactly.
And you shall have it. God bless you, Susan. You're just a walking miracle.
I feel like I'm very connected to all of you. And
oh, you are. We love you. So you just keep on being Susan. And you'll be fine. You know? We were created in our true state of being to be not always perfect, but to be one with God and have perfection at our fingertips whenever we need to call it in faith. You know, we're in the world, so yes, we'll all make a few mistakes. That's just being human. But in your true self, you are just 9/10 on the way to being perfect. And the only mistake I think any of us ever make is we confuse. We get really confused about who we're not. We think we are something or someone that we're not. And there's no power in that position.
No,
there isn't.
About it.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, so just get back to be, just always be Susan or Mary or Jerome or everybody else on the call, and know that you are loved. And from that position, you are empowered to give out the greatest love possible for you.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Susan, and congratulations on your wonderful progress.
Thank you.
Getting, okay. And we have Jeremy Johnson on the phone. And Jeremy, I owe you a phone call because I have good news for you. Jeremy is one of our new ministry candidates. And we've been having some trouble with our Spiritus Church website. A lot of websites went into trouble last year because so many of them were being hit with, bad vibes. Let's just put it that way. And we didn't know that that some of it wasn't working. Well, Jeremy, it's all working now. So I just wanted to let you know it's all working, and we just look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Glenda, and the community. I mean, I've been watching and listening to you guys from the back row for a while now, but I felt it was time that I put my foot in the ring and start communicating and sharing with you. And wonderful things we have going on here. I love the work.
Oh, great. Okay, well, welcome. Of course, you've already been in the community, but welcome to a little greater position of leadership in it. And I look forward to working with you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. And Tarkin, your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I just had a quick blessing request today for my husband, Bert. And he's going to be having some surgery tomorrow. So just a blessing for his surgery, recovery, healing process, the outcome, all that good stuff.
It's all good. And, yeah.
Thanks. And if
I won't
maybe
ask for details because God knows them all, and he'll know what to do.
Thank you.
Yes, and blessings to you too, because he's going to need your strength there. All right, I know how that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great day. Thank you.
I'll sure try. And along those lines, I want to ask, I want to ask for your benevolent thoughts toward me, your blessings, your prayers in the next few weeks. I basically have good news. My home is sold. The buyers came yesterday for a personal meeting with me to go over all the details of the property. And it's a wonderful family. They have four kids, the husband, the wife, four kids. So it'll be a family of six, and that will fill every bedroom. And I have been praying that a young family would take over this home, because they will bring back the life and the living energy and the joy that belongs here. And I'm so, so happy for them and so grateful to God that he led them to me. Okay. Well, that's good news. And I have a wonderful helper. He's actually been with me all 8 years of being here. He was the man who helped me move here because he worked for the real estate company that we bought the house through. And he's been my handyman for 8 years now, and he's just a great guy. And we are about a half path. Got two more weeks to go. And we're about half done. But here's where I have I haven't told you about this because really I'm handling it and I know that I'm in good hands with my doctors. But I came down with a problem in my back that is a level 9 pain when it kicks in. I'm learning how to keep it from kicking in, and I'm going to go get some treatments that will keep it kicked out, that will kick it out, and I will get through all of this. Of all the bad timing to get a bad situation in your back, it couldn't be worse than now. So, yes, I'm being tested. What's new? I have been being tested for a year, and the miracles keep coming in. They do. I get tested, and then I get a miracle. I get tested again, and then I get a miracle. And so that's my dance right now. And but my problem is, when you got something in your back, you can't pack anything. You're lucky to lift 2 pounds. And I've got to get out of this house. In addition to that, I probably will have to close down our business for a month. And I don't know, I may need some suggestions about how to keep it operational. I need some help in assigning priorities to what I have to get through, because it can get very confusing when every load is put upon you all at the same time. Getting physical treatments, getting moved out, dealing with people moving in, and I don't even know where to go yet. I haven't even found a new home. I don't have a clue what's coming next. I just have faith that it's going to be great. But here's the problem, is that when you get too many things coming at you, you can't assign priorities. And I'm wilting under the inability to assign priorities. I know that God and I come first. Yeshua and my work with him come right at the top. Holy Spirit comes right at the top. My love of community comes right at the top. But then you get into the world, into this three-dimensional reality. Well, it doesn't layer so easily. And you have to kind of figure out, well, what layer is going to come on top of what other layer? And, oh, my little cats are just freaking out. They're going to need a psychiatrist after we get through with this, with all the people coming in and all the moving. Bless their hearts, they are not taking it in good spirits at all. But they're still very loving when they're around me. So we huddle and love each other, and then it's all okay until more people come in the next day. So it's all really good. It's all really in my stride of faith. But it's hard to assign priorities when I have to make decisions that are multi-layered in their implications and in their questions of what to do next. That's what I ask your thoughts and your blessings about. Any ideas you have, any suggestions you have, anything, email me, GlendaGreen@gmail.com. I'm open to listen. I'm here to listen to anything anybody wants to offer. Okay, because we're a team, and I'm calling in some teamwork. And I try to laugh my way through it, and most of the time I actually do. Okay, that's my request for the day. And it's kind of like the day after Hurricane Harvey came, and the fence was on the ground, and 1/4 of our roof was on the ground, and 2 windows were blown out, and branches were all were everywhere, and I went out and started laughing. I thought, oh my God, how am I going to deal with this? I didn't know where to start because we had no communication. The phone lines were down. Everything. We had no water. We had no power. Literally everything was down, and all I could do was laugh. And I laughed my way through it, and I got through it. Well, by the end of the year, we had our beautiful home back, and you know, I was cooking down the road. And so it shall be again. Okay, well, that's it. that's it for me, but we've got more people to talk. So I'm going to open the line from Amarillo, Texas. Okay, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth.
How are you doing?
Well, can't you tell? I am in the glee of overwhelm.
Well, bless your heart. Well, you're always on my mind, I want you to know. And you're
Thank
always
you.
In my prayers.
Always. Thank you.
And
I know, I can feel it, you know.
You.
How can we bless you, Mary Beth?
Well, I have a dear friend of mine, and I met her when I was we were doing a book reading at one of the Unity churches here in Amarillo, and
uh-huh.
I met her, and we just clicked. And she loves your work just as much as I do. And she's such a wise and caring woman. And she never complains. She's always real positive. But, Glenda, she has asked me if I would ask you and the Blessed community to pray for her eyes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. And
yeah,
one other thing.
You might. Mm-hmm.
She has a family member that's going through an adverse situation with her husband, and they're trying to divorce, but it's just been horrible. And she's asking for a blessing, not just for Teresa Nelson that's going through it, but also for her husband, Bo Nelson.
Okay. All right. So, blessings for them to get peacefully through the divorce in a positive way.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. And what's your friend's name?
Oh, my friend's name is Laquita Key.
Okay, good. All right.
All right.
I will certainly, that's an interesting name. It'll be easy to remember. All right. Well.
Okay.
Keep laughing. Okay. It handles a lot of problems. I can,
yes,
I promise
it
you does. It does. Okay.
Well, God bless you, Glenda, and you're always on my heart, and I love you ever since I first heard about you, and I just can't say enough good things about you, and I just love you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Well, I love
yeah.
you, too. All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Christopher, I'm going to open your line now. Hello, my friend.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. Oh, Glenda, thank you so much for reaching out and asking for our feedback and our prayers. I really want to support you in any way that I can. And, you know, the first question that comes to me is, when do you have to be out of your house? That helps me because it's kind of the way my mind works.
Ironically, on my birthday.
Wow.
How is that? How is that for a God thing?
Yeah,
I think he's going to give me a big birthday present.
Yes.
So, and probably that's why he's not telling me. He doesn't want me to peek.
Exactly. It's got to be a surprise.
Yeah, I
so
think
when
so.
When is your birthday? I think I want to know that, too. When is your birthday?
February the 4th.
February 4th. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're about 3 weeks left or 2.5 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep you in my prayers. And
thank you.
And I'll email you if anything comes up. I just wanted to say that I'm in full support. I
okay.
Like so many people have said, I think of you so often and pray for you.
Yeah.
And it's nice for me as a as a practical spiritual person, I think in terms of, okay, well, how long does she have? And okay, then what are the steps to take to get from here to there? And how can spirit help
That's
her in that?
That's what I need to know. It really is. Okay, well, you know, our community is so connected. Now that I've asked, you may actually be given insight and clarity. And if you are, write me. Let me know. Mm-hmm. And I will, I'm listening. That was actually Larry's favorite thing to say in life. He was a psychologist. He was a professional psychologist. And, I guess he probably learned that as protocol for his profession. I'm listening. And he really was a great listener. So at one point, he put on his answering service call notes, "Hello, this is Dr. Larry Jensen. I'm listening." That's all he put there. I thought it was so cool. So I'm using his pet phrase and saying, "I'm listening." And I say that to God every day. But we'll see. We'll
yeah, this is a big one, and we're holding it with you. I'm so glad you asked, and yeah, we'll see what comes through all of us. But yeah, everybody, let's work together to support one of our favorite people in the whole world with
Thank
our
you
prayers
so much,
and
Christopher. Yeah,
our support. I wish I could be there. And honestly, I wish I could be there. I just helped a teacher of mine, a friend of mine, a mentor of mine who's been a rock for me for almost 20 years. I just helped her move out of her place, clean the house, pack up the last boxes, help her with moral support, help her with the, you know, the details, because it was so much, she has so many people that she cares for and so many things that are related specifically to our community that, it was this like profound organization process of, like you said, so many layers. She did it over many months.
You just nailed it. You just nailed it for everyone else to hear, because I have memorabilia, you know, for 30 years. And some people come in and say, "Why don't you throw that out?"
Yeah.
And I'm going, no, I don't think so. You know, someday this whole community and our church will inherit everything I'm moving. Everything actually belongs to the church. I gave it to the church when I became a bishop. So everything belongs to the church, including all kinds of script that can become books, including books that have been written but never published, memorabilia, letters, everything. It all belongs to the church. So it's a fiduciary duty and responsibility for me to – all of my paintings belong to the church, everything.
Mm.
So I can't just say, okay, it's either the garbage can or Goodwill. I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
I can't. I was almost to the point where I had cleared out everything that either went to – we actually had a one of the big trash bins, the dumpster. Yeah. We actually had a dumpster brought in about 3 months ago. And just about everything that was going in the dumpster is already gone. And there's not much left to throw away or give to Goodwill except for small things we go through in packing or daily garbage. That's it. So almost everything here has to be packed. And it's a huge project. I didn't know how huge it was until I got into it. So that's part of the reason for the overwhelm. And it's probably one of those things God's going to say, "Well, baby, you just got to do it."
Yeah, okay. I've moved up. So many times in my life, and that's one of the things I found is just like once you get over the hurdle of the overwhelm and you just apply, I apply myself to that box right there and that pile of things right there, then I get into the flow with it and overcome that barrier. And then suddenly it just starts to become this flow of inspiration. But I know what it's like to be over. I can't even imagine how overwhelmed and do you have the support, the people that are there to roll up their sleeves and do it with you? And where does it go? Like, do you put it in a storage unit for a time where, like a large storage unit where it just stays until you're you know, grounded somewhere where you can put it in a garage? I don't know. It's just
temporarily. That's exactly where it will go. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, we don't have to go over all of that on our call because other people are here too, and we don't want to bore them. Okay. But we can have communication outside of our call. So thank you, Christopher. You've always got something really, really helpful to say. All right. And last but not least, I'm going to open your line, Stormy. Hello, dear friends. Thank you for being here.
First off, you're like where my chicken yard is. It's eternity.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. The chicken yard is the earth and the rest of it is eternity.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, you'd get a kick out of that one. I also want to remind that I helped you move across the street when I packed up your fine china, and I found I found your most precious, expensive jewelry that I brought out and went, you need to take care of this one, my ability to organize and take care of things. I also want you to remember that I helped me and Brian move you out of your art studio and that I was there then. And that I am there now in spirit with you. I lend you my organizational skills. I developed the city of Fort Worth for Federal Express Air Freight all by myself. I know the big picture. I get things done. I also offer you my ability as a healer, as people tell me. When I put my hands on people, they say, I have just taken away all of their pain. And I offer that particular service in this situation with your back to just take care of the situation. I want to offer that. But the fact that I've been there with you twice when you have moved, and though I'm not physically there with you, know that I am there in spirit underneath each box.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, Stormy. I really, really appreciate that. And I'll think of you when I'm going through these boxes. And back in those days, I was moving from one 1800 square foot home to another 1800 square foot home. Today, I'm moving out of a 4200 square foot home. It's grown a little bit since then.
Yes. And, I understand.
Since those days, we have the church, we have the business. We didn't have either of those in those days. So it's a lot more complicated situation, but it's not too complicated for God. And I know he'll show me each step as I go along the way. And it really helps to have a team, at least in spirit. And I know you're with me in spirit. So anytime I get overwhelmed, I'll think of you guys. So thank you for being here with me. And get on with our blessings instead. How about that?
Your voice just dropped off.
Oh, really? Am I back?
Yeah, you're back now. It's like the microphone fell on the floor.
No, I've got a wacky phone. I've got a new phone, but I haven't had the time to transfer them over. It's getting pretty bad when you have to do something and you can't do it because you're out of time. So we've always got time.
What you're doing and you're moving now, you're actually moving the equivalency of three houses.
Yeah, I am. I am. And a business.
And I was also going to be the warehouseman for the parts department at DFW Airport for the maintenance. I was going to run the entire parts because I've got such good organizational skills to set up every nut and bolt that needs to be ordered and counted for all the maintenance mm-hmm. of the DFW airport, having worked at Gulfways in Texas, golf course suppliers and mm-hmm. and stuff. So I had experience in that. I had the job one day. My next door neighbor says, well, I hate to hire you and fire you in one day, but we had a hiring freeze. And so you were hired and fired in one day. But I've got really good organizational skills.
I remember
it's
that.
It's one of my things, you know.
Wish you were down here, Stormy, but send it to me in a mental image and I'll pick it up. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
It's time. We really do need to move on into our blessing today, Stormy, but thanks for being a blessing, and you literally are being a blessing. So, I think all of us, one thing I want to leave in this conversation is that when you can't do something, you can, pardon me, you can be that which you want to do. And in being, you lend energy and power toward the very thing that needs to get done. And somebody else will pick up on the activity, the action. But when you're being it, you lend power to the action that somebody else may conduct. And this is what we do in the blessing many times. We convey the blessing for healing. Pardon me. And somebody else actually lays hands on. I'm sorry about that. I'm fine. It's just dehydration that comes from overwork, stress, and not drinking enough. I am fine. Okay, everybody, I need to, and we need to offer the blessing. So let us all just be in the quietness of our spirit, the inner chamber of our hearts, where we are one with Christ, where we are joined with God, where the joy of life fills us, without regard for anything external. The external is sometimes unexplainable, sometimes ridiculous. What we do is laugh. Sometimes it's painfully traumatic. And all we can do is pray and do our best to lend assistance. But it's all in the hands of God. Retrieve the spirit of. No matter what we go through, He guards our spirit, cares for our soul, and lifts us out of the situation so that either we can leave the situation or handle the situation, one way or the other. He doesn't just abandon us to perish. Never, never. Let your faith be on a higher level than that. What you go through next, if you are truly in faith, it will be the next right thing to happen. And how doing one right thing leads to the next right thing. It's in the pathways to success. In love without end, where Yeshua explained the entire process of faith. It's about following life and the living. Don't keep your attention on the destructive, the dead, or the dying. Put your attention on the life and the living. And in every situation, you can find something living, something alive. Even if your dearest loved one is passing on to a higher place, you can focus upon the life in their spirit, the life in their soul, and the life they lived. that will carry on and continue on, and the life in you which they inspired and set on fire with their passing. There is always something you can focus on with the life and the living, because it's in everything. And it's our choice whether we focus on it or we focus upon the negative or the dead and the dying. It's our choice. But make the right choice and then do the right thing. And we don't always know long range what that right thing will be. We don't. We can't see that far down the road. The road is curved. And it's not just curved one way, it's curved another way. So we can't see down the road, but we can see in front of us. And you know what your next right thing is to do. Do it. And I guess I'm giving myself my own best advice right now. And just follow that. So now we just turn our attention to the Sacred Heart, to the heart within the heart, where we are one with our soul. Our soul is one with our spirit, the spirit which God created us from. And take a deep breath. See that breath fan the flame of your spirit. And now exhale and see your breath expand the flame of your spirit. Take another. Empower the flame of your spirit. Exhale and expand the flame of your spirit. And continue doing that while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. After that, then you will start your prayer while the blessing givers and I offer the blessing. For anyone who's new, there's nothing else you need to do other than be in a comfortable position, sitting or resting, lying down, without any body parts crossed over, because there will be energy flowing through your body. And we don't want it to cross over right to left, because it does flow right and left. So let us begin. Just relax. Continue taking your deep breath. And our beloved Yeshua, our brother, our friend, our teacher, the one who came and saved us from sinking into the mud and the swamps of life, who lifted us up to the higher places of being, who is here to help us be all that we can be and discover the blessings of life and the fruitful benefits of doing the right thing. We ask now that you just lend us your encouragement, your faith. When we don't have faith, be that faith for us and hold our hand. Then we can see in your faith where we need to build our faith. We ask for your love to be poured upon humanity. It is said to ask and you shall receive. So we ask for those who don't know to ask. And we are knocking for those who don't even know there's a door to knock upon. We ask for our whole planet, for all of humanity, and for the dear beloved animals, and for our botanical life. We ask for everyone, all that we all do, to support life and bring life forward into a higher state of existence. So we walk with you now. We are open to receive all of your blessings. And we give you thanks for each one. We give you gratitude and love, respect and honor for all that you've done for all of us. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Just be one with God and allow your life to be a blank slate upon which His blessings are written. His love is written. His intentions for your life are written. Don't think, because your mind doesn't know. Allow it to be empty so that it can be filled by the one who does know. And I wish you goodbye for now. Look forward to being with you again next week. God bless you.